USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Events are being held across America on Monday honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Contessa Bryant with the New World School of Arts in Miami says everyone can participate in this year's Day of Service.
You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and verb agree to serve. You only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love.
Republican President Ronald Reagan signed legislation in 1983 declaring the third Monday in January a federal holiday honoring the civil rights activist who was assassinated in Memphis in 1968. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's still too soon to say whether the Omicron COVID variant will be the final wave of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans' political party preference during 2021 shifted from Democrat to Republican in the largest move since Gallup began regularly measuring party identification and leaning in 1991. Democrats went from a 9 percentage point advantage in the first quarter of 2021 to a rare 5-point deficit to the GOP in the fourth quarter. A new survey of 12,000 respondents found that 47% of people now identify themselves as Republican and only 42% identify themselves as Democrats. SpaceX is preparing for another Starlink launch tonight. Forecasters saying weather conditions should be 70% in favor of a 7:26 p.m. Eastern Time launch. If successful, SpaceX will have completed its 35th launch to date for Starlink. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Investors are talking about what's going to be happening in 2022.
What's going to happen to money prices in 2022? The Federal Reserve has cut the bond buying program and assigned interest rate increases will soon follow. Commonwealth Financial Network CIO Brad McMillan on Fox News weighs in.
I think right now the markets are saying the Federal Reserve might well screw it up. You know, we're starting to see, we've seen long-term rates remain remarkably constrained given the expectations out there. I mean, it's not, is the Fed going to do, is going to tackle it? It's how much is the Fed going to do? And right now they're saying 4 rate hikes, maybe 5. So I think the Fed might screw it up, but right now I think the markets are still seeing growth. And when you look at how the Fed is attacking this, I think the markets are actually okay with the Fed getting ahead on inflation. So I think we've got some more cushion here, too.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The FDA is issuing a voluntary recall for more than 18,000 bags of peppermint-flavored baking chips sold at Walmart's nationwide. Over the weekend, the FDA recalling 7-ounce bags of Lily's sweet peppermint-flavored baking chips due to the presence of soy. Affected bags have an expiration date between January 24th and February 4th, 2022. Officials saying those with a soy allergy or sensitivity to soy should not consume this product. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.